Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity, getting ready. And boy, when I say getting ready, I mean getting ready, because I believe the Messiah is coming sooner than even I think, let alone what you think. I really believe that we are in the period of time that the rabbis in Israel are describing now as in the footsteps of the Messiah. In the traditional Jewish community, they know something's up. In the Christian community, they know something's up. Jesus is getting ready to return. And that's why I'm interviewing John McTernan. He's been a guest many times, and he has just done a 3-DVD series with notes called Healing the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham. And I believe it is as timely a message as you'll ever hear. Now, John, for those that aren't familiar with you, you suffered with a broken heart many years. It crippled you in many areas of your life, but you were totally unaware of it. Am I right?
Well, you're right, Sid. And when I look back, I actually had a broken heart all my life, and I was ministering for the Lord, and I had been on your show, and I always, the way I explain it, Sid, you know, you had interviewed me several times. The way it felt like my life was going, like I was going down the interstate at 65 miles an hour with the emergency brake on. There was something wrong, and I couldn't put my finger on it until the Lord showed me it was a broken heart and I needed to be healed of it.
Now, just out of curiosity, how did he show that to you? What were the circumstances?
Well, Sid, I was praying and crying out to the Lord, what is wrong? And it wasn't like I was in sin or anything like it. It was that there was something wrong inside, and I didn't know what it was.
Would a good way to describe it be there was a blockage, and you couldn't put your finger on it to everything God had for you, or you would not have put it that way?
You know, it said it was more like resistance inside. That's the best way to explain it. That's why I use that of the emergency brake on. And I was listening to the radio one day, and there was a woman on there who had done an extensive study on children from divorced families. And my mother and father were divorced almost right after I was born. So,
and by the way, the ones that are listening, they're saying it's not for me. No, you probably had it worse. And when your parents stayed together, they went through such turmoil, you hit the same turmoil hit you. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and she was talking about what she found is children from divorced families grow up with broken hearts.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, broken heart. Immediately, the Holy Spirit took me to Luke 4:18, where in the scriptures, it said that the Lord came to heal the brokenhearted. And I said, Lord, could that be it? Could I have a broken heart? And I didn't know I had one.
You know what it reminds me of? There are many people walking around that have blockage in their arteries to their heart, and they don't know it. And some of them die prematurely because of it. They have it. It's a walking time bomb, but they don't even know it. But this is on the spiritual level, not the physical.
Absolutely. That's the first time I heard that, but you hit the nail right on the head with that description. I had this blockage in my spiritual heart and didn't know it. So I prayed to the Lord. I prayed Luke 4:18, and I'll read this verse. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Now, this is the ministry of Jesus Christ. "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." So my prayer was, Lord, If I have a broken heart, please reveal it and heal it. Well, what happened, Sid, was all of a sudden, I don't know how soon after I prayed, but very
now, now, just out of curiosity, was the prayer like what you just said, or were you really pushing? Did you just say a pragmatic prayer, heal me, or did you say, were you really crying out for this? I just want to understand.
Well, Sid, it was kind of a cry out because I was so desperate to find out what was wrong inside me. So, yes, it was kind of like, Lord, you know, if this is the cause, if I have a broken heart, you know, please reveal it and heal it to me. It was a cry. Yeah, I would say it was a cry to the Lord.
I have to believe that, yes, you had a clue because of the statistic of children from divorced families. But I happen to believe in this day that we're living in that everyone listening to me has a degree of a broken heart, or Jesus wouldn't have said that was one of the purposes of his coming.
You're absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%. This is a fallen world, and we come in contact with people that hate us, have lack of love, have anger, have bitterness. You know, unless, Sid, you grow up in a wonderful Christian family where God's love is just flowing through that family, and there's forgiveness in all.
Well, not too many of my Jewish friends do that, but go ahead.
So I cried out to the Lord, and all of a sudden, this tremendous feeling of loneliness overcame me.
Hmm.
Now, this wasn't loneliness like, you know, I've gone on a little trip for a couple days, and I've missed my wife and family. This was a loneliness that felt like I was dying, seriously.
Mm.
And it felt like I was falling into this dark pit. I would lay my head on the pillow at night with this feeling of loneliness, and tears would just flow out of my eyes. It was just felt like complete separation and this terrible loneliness. And it took me a couple weeks. I was praying to the Lord. I was giving this to him. I was saying, heal me from this. And then one day, again, I was laying in bed, and it left. It left me like it weighed 300 pounds on my shoulder, and all of a sudden someone lifted it, and it went. And that is when there was a couple other things that were needed, but that was the start of the healing of my broken heart. I had this great loneliness in me as a little baby or youngster from the separation from my father. And I had a spirit of loneliness had entered into me from not being with my mother and stepfather when I wanted to be with my father.
Were the changes that occurred in your life gradual or instantaneous as when this left you, this broken heart?
It was instantaneous when that left me, but then there were other things that the Lord revealed that had to be dealt with, but this here was instantaneous. Something dramatic happened to me at that time. I knew it. I knew it, Sid.
What were some of the other areas that you were set free from once your heart received this major healing from the trauma?
Well, also, along with that was rejection, and my heart had to be healed from this rejection, and it was like a fear of rejection. I guess that would be the best way to explain it. And the way the Lord, when I saw that I had this rejection in me, and it was like a defensive shield, Sid, that I would put up from the fear of being rejected, and I wanted to, this is one of the things that I ministered to people with, is Romans 8:15. And this is the verse that set me free. Because it says in that verse that God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And when I realized that God was my source of acceptance, not people, and that the Bible says that I could call God Abba, which is in English, Daddy, and I rested in Him, that's what completely healed me. of the fear of rejection and the spirit of rejection.
Okay. What difference has it made in your life as a result of having your heart healed?
Well, what it's done is, number one, it's given me a great inner peace that I lacked before with that feeling of resistance, which I was telling you about. And also, I didn't realize the weakness that was in me. And when my heart was healed, this inner strength came that completely revolutionized my walk with the Lord.
Well, you know, I know this. You don't know this, Mishpucha. But John, when he just shares, people are having these releases, and it's almost like, John, you have a new release of gifting, which was blocked because of the broken heart.
Yes, yes. And once the Lord healed me of that broken heart, a whole new ministry opened up, Sid, a whole new walk with the Lord.
Say, I believe a lot of the gifts of the Spirit that God has given to people are there's just like someone could have a good heart but have blockage in their arteries. The blockage has stopped it from being released. Well, I'm so excited to say that John put together three DVDs plus his notes, and the three DVD series is called Healing the Broken Heart and Walking Under the Blessings of Abraham. It is vital end-time teaching, but he prays for you to have your heart blockage removed on this special three DVD series with notes available for a gift of $40. I'm going to tell you something. This is an end-time tool because there is such an explosion in the Spirit about ready to happen, and you cannot walk around with a natural physical blockage in your heart or a supernatural spiritual blockage in your heart. God wants to release the gifts like a flood in your life. We're making the three DVD series plus the study notes available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.